And it's Felger Maz here from our Star Market broadcast studios at the TD Garden, where we are pleased to be joined, as he does from time to time, by Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck in studio here at the Garden. Wick, thanks for stopping by.
Mike, Tony, what's going on?
How you doing?
I had a great 36 hours. The last 12 hours, there hasn't been any sleeping, eating, or whatever. It's been a nervous day. You know, game days are tough sometimes.
Are you scared of LeBron tonight?
Well, yes. I mean, the guy's unbelievably talented, and maybe we should have won by 2 points. We won by 25. I mean, but who's counting? 25 points. That's enough to, you know, as Brad said, we'll get a heavyweight punch out of him tonight. So, yeah, definitely.
How do you feel about LeBron? Do you like him?
I'm a huge fan, legitimately. I've only gotten to meet him a couple times around negotiations around league matters, labor committee, but knowing him slightly, but knowing who he is as a person, he's brought a lot to our game. He has elevated the NBA. He is the best player in the NBA, and he's made it relevant for so many people. You know, he brings a lot. So I love beating him. We've beaten him a couple times. We've lost to him a bunch. Love to beat him tonight.
When you hear the arguments about all-time greatest and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and whatnot as a, you know, green teamer, the chief green teamer, how do you feel about, you know, LeBron, Larry? Who do you got?
Well, LeBron, Larry isn't the debate that I often hear. Larry's the best, you know, I don't know. Russell's probably the best Celtic. I can't even figure out who's the best Celtic. But Larry, I mean, these guys are all unique. To me, these are like individual works of art. So I don't know who's best. They don't say who's the best, what's the best painting in the world. Maybe they say Mona Lisa, maybe they don't. But there are Mona Lisas all over the place. Michael is a personal friend. I've known him a long time as an owner now, and he's a personal friend of mine. I can brag and say that. Poor Michael. I'm dropping his name. I'm closer to Michael, but I don't have to. Tonight I'm just hoping it's Jason Tatum.
Do you believe LeBron belongs in that conversation
yes,
with all these guys?
Yeah, I do.
Wick, I'm going to ask you just if you could move your mic just a little closer to your mouth.
Usually, Mike's asking, Felger's asking me to move it away from my mouth.
Okay.
He's asking me to mute it.
But this whole run, has this surprised you?
Yes, for sure. I'm shocked. I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought when Gordon went down, and I thought then when Kyrie went down, and by the way, Daniel Tice, unsung hero. I mean, he's a great player. We lost Smart for a while there. I'm surprised to be here. I'm surprised to be here up 1-0 in the conference finals. For sure I'm surprised, but I'm not completely stunned. I think Danny and the staff did a great job of putting together a roster 10 or 12 deep that can play at this level. I think the coaching has been phenomenal to get these guys, a motley, you know, bunch of, you know, gritty guys. You know, you get that roster and then you say, let's go ahead and dust off Philly in 5. Let's beat Giannis. Let's shut down Giannis. With defensive schemes, let's dust off Philly in 5, and let's take a 1-0 lead in Cleveland. Yeah, I think there's a lot of happy surprises in there.
So if I were to ask you, what is the single most important reason for this run, what would you say?
The spirit of the guys, I guess. You know, somehow it's this underdog spirit of all for one, one for all. It's easy to talk about, but you see other teams don't have that spirit. You can just see it. I'm not going to mention the teams, but you can see other teams are more individual. We are. You guys can mention teams. I'm not mentioning them. But
see, I had you pegged for the coach.
Yeah, you know how I feel about the coach. I've gone on record about this coach. We have the best coach I've ever encountered, right up there with Doc. You know, for us. Doc was a championship coach for us. I believe Brad's going to have a good chance of raising a banner during his time here. I hope that happens.
Do you really think spirit matters in the NBA? I mean, because of all the leagues, of all the sports, you know. Basketball is the one.
Have you been watching our game?
Of course.
Yeah, then that's your answer. I think it's absolutely undeniable. Like, if you you know, I think that it's so clear that our team spirit matters.
Feels
it
like
matters.
More of a college thing, though, Wick.
We have a college coach, and our team average is about 23 years old.
So do you feel that you've brought that to a league that typically doesn't really have it?
This group is not jaded, and they're not individuals, and they're not looking for their next contract, and they're not looking for their next basket.
They're not looking for their next contract? Marcus Smart hasn't asked you for some money or a new contract?
He's passing the ball. He's coming up at the end of the year. I believe Marcus Smart would do anything for our team to win tonight and put himself at risk. Diving on the ball, you know, he's got a hurt thumb, or he did. Diving on the floor, I believe in the guy. I don't think it's a problem to be worried about your contract or whatever. That's part of life, I understand. But I think that Marcus is an unselfish – he's a Celtic. That's why he's a Celtic.
So how do you think you achieved this?
I don't think I achieved it, but, I mean, with help, I hired Ainge and Stevens, and then I went to them both last summer and said, I want to extend you before we even have any discussions. And I gave them each a bunch of more years on their contracts. So stability at the top in the ownership group. We've been all together 15 years, at coach, at general manager. And then these players knowing they will get paid if they perform, and the fans knowing we will, you know, be in there for us thick and thin. You know, there's a lot of stability around. Stability is good if you have the right people.
So do you think you're rewriting it a little bit? Because typically, Wick, I'm sorry, coaching and spirit in the NBA mean not a ton. They just don't. They typically don't mean. So do you think you're sort of rewriting what it takes in the modern NBA?
I think our brand of winning in the NBA, and we're the most shocking team in the league, is all about coaching and spirit and selecting the players. You know,
I mean, you do have some lottery picks in there too, Wick. I mean, you've got a max player and you got two number three
but
picks.
Put that on the GM for trading for those picks. I mean, that was a great move by Danny back then. Anyway, there's lots of credit to go around when it goes well. When it goes badly, I'll take the blame.
So when you say, you know, these guys aren't playing for contracts, do you think you can keep it that way?
No. I mean, this is our payroll. I was looking at payroll scenarios today, it's pretty amazing. You know, there'll be a lot of money going out the door in the future. And I don't blame anybody for asking for a contract. I just want them to earn it, you know, and then we pay them if we can get together. I don't have a problem with paying for performance or whatever. It's not the reason we're here for 15 years, another commercial for our group. But the group got together around the idea of winning a banner or, you know, banner 17.
Well, are you?
So it's never been about the money. And so we're going to try to keep it that way.
Are you prepared to be a deep, deep, deep luxury tax team?
We are prepared to do whatever it takes to win again. That doesn't always mean paying veterans and failing to play rookies. You know, one good thing about this year is the only silver lining you can really think of is that, Jalen and Jason got a lot more minutes and got a lot better faster probably, right? So maybe next year will be even better. Who knows?
See, when I ask you what is the single biggest reason for this run, my answer would be Tatum. Mm-hmm. Like, you took a guy number three in the draft. For him to come in, first of all, average 14 points during the regular season is an accomplishment. But then to get 20 a night in the playoffs, I think that's unheard of. Like, I think that is the single biggest development with your team this year, bar none. To me, there's no question.
Yeah, he's huge. He's unbelievable. I think Jalen's right there with him. Just in terms of development, you know, one's 21 and one's 20. These guys are like linked in a way. They both came in as number three picks, and we love them both. And there's, you know, there's coaching that goes into that, and there's schemes that goes into that, and there's teammates that go into that, that are picking them up and hiding any deficiencies or, you know, whatever. See, the beauty is, I mean, we don't have to pick one. It's fine for talking about it to see what's more important, but the fact is it is an organic. It's like a cake with a bunch of ingredients. And right now, the cake is up 1-0.
But that said, do you look at the way that
that's
he's
a terrible. I wish I had.
Do you look at the way
go back in time on that one, everybody?
Do you look at the way that Tatum's played, especially in this last series, and then the guy that went number one, Markel Fultz, doesn't even see the floor? And do you, at the very least, just feel like, oh, thank God, we got the right guy?
Well, you're not going to get me to comment on anybody else's player right now, other than I think LeBron's amazing. We'll see how that one works out over time.
Wick Grosbeck, Celtics owner, joining us here in studio at the Garden. You said with us to begin the year. Now, this was before Hayward got hurt, I think. So this was going into Cleveland game one, night one. You said to us that you do not think that this team is championship caliber yet. We're working our way there, but we're not quite there yet. And you said that before any injury. Now, after the year has played out, do you still believe that?
It would feel like a jinx to say it now, but we're in the Final Four. And that exceeds my expectations, especially after, we were Final Four last year, but we got bounced hard and we changed 11 out of 15 guys. That team wasn't getting us there. So I hope that we could get back to the Final Four. I hope we could get here, but we had two major injuries. So do I think we're, you know, I think I'm just going to watch the games.
Well, but the implication there to begin the year was there's still another shoe to drop. There's still another big move to be made.
We weren't anywhere near championship. We got stomped by the Cavs, and they pretty much got rolled by the Warriors, right? That's how it happened last year, as I recall. So we were a good step or two away.
Okay. Right? Do you feel that's
so
changed?
I don't think we've gotten two steps better. I don't know what's changed. I just want to play the games right now. I'm too nervous to even discuss it. I am. I'm nervous. I'm not even eating these cheesesteaks.
Okay, so again, if you're watching NBC Sports Boston, you brought us a cheesesteak. Why?
Because Michael Rubin, co-owner of the Sixers, sent up 50 cheesesteaks to pay off a bet with me And so, but not only did he send up cheesesteaks, he sent them up in his helicopter, so they were still warm.
You rich guys are unbelievable.
I don't have a helicopter. I don't even have a model helicopter.
He sends them up
My
in his helicopter.
My players have helicopters.
Good Lord. He sends them up in his helicopter.
No, it's a good gig.
It's Geno's versus Pat.
No, you don't have a helicopter because you probably have a plane.
I don't have a plane. I've got JetBlue. Thank you very much.
But you mentioned a second ago the two major injuries, and yeah. I don't think we've spoken to you in a while. Do you have any?
Been blocking your call. No.
I don't doubt it. I can't say I blame you either. But do you have any long-term concerns with Kyrie and the knee?
I don't. I've been told that that was, I mean, knock on wood, I've been told that that was a routine procedure, and there are not other people who know better don't have long-term concerns. So I'm very hopeful about that. I'm very confident about that.
All right, we were just discussing before you came in, it was a year ago tomorrow that you won the draft lottery and, you know, set in motion this, you know, this last, you know, big move that you made.
Yep.
Tonight you're going with a 2.9% chance. Who'd you send? You send Rich and?
Mike Zarin.
Okay.
Assistant GM and general, you know, uber nerd. And Rich Gothamar, very capable, brilliant team president. So those two guys are out there in Chicago.
Okay. The way things are going, Wick, I don't know.
I know it.
That 2.9% chance feels like there's actually a shot there.
It's a no-brainer. We got this.
Next year, they're reforming the lottery and changing all the percentages and, you know, sort of flattening it out a little bit.
Yep.
Were you as a team in favor of that?
Or absolutely.
Did you want something else? How do you feel about the whole process there of the lottery and tanking and all
that?
Well,
the whole process concept was one I've been against and in general, and I definitely voted in favor of flattening out the lottery so that there's less incentive to be extra, extra bad. There are definitely years as a team when you say, we got to play these kids. So look at our team this year. Let's say we didn't have Gordon and Kyrie anyway. Just they weren't on the roster or something. We would have played Tatum and Brown, you know, the whole year just trying to get better. And we might have lost games. Who knows? We actually turned out to be great with those guys. But you know what I'm saying? There's years when you just got to, if you have Jason and Jalen, you got to play them, you know, if you're going to plan to win. That's not tanking, right, as I think this year's proven. But then there's tanking, and I'm against it. And I think it violates a contract we have with our fans, basically. So I voted for the reform, and I hope it works.
Would you even favor something more drastic?
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, I don't know. Not totally flat. I mean, you've got to reward. I mean, you've got to.
I mean, you wouldn't go 1 to 14.
I wouldn't have gone 1 to 14, but I probably would have gotten tougher than this.
Given the lottery reform, do you have any regrets about the way the whole Kyrie deal went down? And when I say how it went down,
no.
I mean, could you have given up next year's pick instead of this year's pick? Could you have pushed harder for that?
I felt that this year was a year that we could run hot and not waste a year of because we'd already seen Jason Tatum. As I recall, we'd already seen Jason in the summer league and looked good, and we'd gotten him. We'd gotten the number one pick, and so to sort of and then picked him essentially one or three, but to then trade him away and hope that Brooklyn was really bad and hope that the lottery, which is now flatter, came out, like it just seemed like we were giving away a bird in the hand or a potentially great player of Jason. We had enough information to see he looked really good. So I didn't want to do that. I wanted to keep Jason and give next year's pick or this year's pick. So we'll see how that plays out. And listen, anybody that comes up.
So it was Tatum or the pick to Cleveland is the point.
Well, there's other nuances to the trade. But I would say sometimes our trades work out and sometimes they don't. And no problem with that. You can't sit there. There's a lot of teams that don't make any trades. You can look up the roster. People just sit pat, basically. I don't think that's the path to success.
Wick, you had, another thing you had said in one of your stints with us in the middle of the season, back to the coaching and back to Brad Stevens, that the coach is as important as any superstar player in the league. Do you still believe that?
I feel that our coach has helped attract our superstars that we have right now. We've got three and a couple more budding. But, you know, attracting, you know, Kyrie really wanted to stay here. Partly because of Brad. Al came here because of Brad and the fans. Gordon came here because of Brad and probably other factors. But Brad's had a lot to do with putting this roster together and then getting the most out of it. I am a huge fan of good coaching, and I'm a huge negative on bad coaching, and I see it all the time.
No question. But do you think that it's overplayed? Even your comment is overplayed. Like, I mean, you'll see now this is LeBron versus Brad Stevens. Like, Brad Stevens is having as much of an impact in this series as LeBron James. Do you think that that's fair to LeBron? Do you think that that's accurate, or is that even overplaying Brad Stevens?
I'm trying to wrap my head around that comment. I don't know. I mean, I think LeBron can dominate tonight, theoretically, and there might not be anything Brad can do about it. You know, I'll give you that, but because that's who LeBron is. He's a once-in-a-generation player. I think Brad is a great coach, and I've had a great coach with Doc Rivers, and we got it to the finals twice, and I've got a great coach now with Brad, and I'd like to get him to the finals, and let's see what happens.
So if
I'm just, you know, that I can't slice it any finer than that. I think the coach is super important and more important than you think.
Okay, and I think that's been proven. I'm like, that's fair, but I think
he's a green teamer now. Wait.
Well, I mean,
he's a convert.
I recognize what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm a slave to the facts, Wick. I'm a slave to what's happened. You guys have won
a special team.
6 or 7 or 7 of 8, whatever it's been. You're blowing out the teams like the Cavs. You're winning on the road. So, like, what? I mean, I'm not going to fight that.
Yeah, this could all turn around tonight. But at the moment, right now, we feel like there's something special going on this year, and it's building for the future. This could go on. This run, whatever, has a chance to be a multi-year thing.
But again, and I hate to circle back to this again, but like every time we've talked to you before, it's about we have these assets to make one more transitional move and one more foundational player. Do you think you need that less than you may have in the past?
Yeah, in fact, that's why giving up this year's pick was the change, right? That was the sea change. That's where the tide changed because I said, let's give that pick up and let's start winning. And if we can. And so now we have one more pick out of the Tatum move. And then we have the Grizzlies pick and the Clippers pick and all of our own picks. We got plenty of picks. But we put the cap on the Brooklyn trade in the Kyrie deal, and I felt like that was – keeping Jason was the way to go. But if and others agreed. But if we're wrong, we're wrong. We take it. That's the job. You're right, you're wrong.
Sort of
like you guys.
A couple more minutes. A lot of wrong here.
Just
kidding. Couple minutes. How do you feel the league is? Where do you feel the league is at? In terms of competitive balance, and is it a good competitive league?
Well,
can I answer, Wick? Because I don't think it's a good competitive league. I think you got some really nice teams, and you're a great story, but it's not on balance 1-30 or even 1-10 a good competitive league. I think once you get outside the top couple, it's a lot of crap.
We had a tough time with the what's it called? The salary kept going way up, and then the super team got created in Golden State. Cleveland beat them once, and now they're ahead on the Rockets right now. That super team distorted a lot of things. And they're a great team. Okay, so the fact that they could keep that great team and add Kevin Durant and not have any problem because of the cap going up mega high because of the media dollars, that's an anomaly. Okay, now the cap's a lot flatter. It's going up much slower. And 5 years from now, nobody has any idea who's going to win. So I think it's going to get better, but I don't disagree. There's some great teams in there right now. I don't put ourselves in that category. I think there's 3 great teams in the league right now: Cleveland, Houston, and the Rockets.
You still don't put yourself in that category.
We're not there yet, man. I mean, Vegas has been betting against us this whole postseason, and they still picked the Cavs to win this series. So no, I'm not. I'm going to agree with the wise guys.
Without getting into too many particulars, do you think LeBron's going to stay in the East?
No, I can't comment on that. And I don't know.
Well, so, but I was going to say something just in general about that. Is LeBron moving teams good or bad for the league? The whole thing, you know, if he goes into free agency and there's that big storyline in the offseason, is that good or bad for the league?
I don't know. And I don't want to be right before a game with him. I really don't want to be talking about him moving teams. I just don't think it's appropriate. Sorry.
Has this thing been bittersweet for Kyrie?
He seems pretty happy. I talked to him. I spoke briefly with him in person at the last game on Sunday, and we were already winning by 25, so everybody was in a good mood. But he seems very happy and jovial. He's already won. Look, he hit the winning shot in the championship, okay? He has won a ring. I don't think Kyrie has too much worries in his life, too many worries. He's 25 years old. He's on top of the world. He's a world superstar. He's a great guy. We love having him here.
So Mike asked you earlier, you know, before the season started, you indicated you didn't think you were really a contender.
You still don't think you're top three.
So I was just going to say, though, given what you've seen now,
It's hard to put out a roster with rookies and guys who were in Spain and China. It's hard to say, yeah, we got this thing.
Okay, but given what you've
seen. Plus, I'm married to an Italian-American person. You know, you can't jinx anything. This is the way. This is my new life.
Okay, but given what you've seen now, Tatum's clearly farther along than we thought. Yeah. Brown has improved. Morris is back next year. Horford is back next year. And you'll be adding Hayward. You'll be adding Irving to this mix next year.
Somehow get past Cleveland,
wouldn't
get
it be
to the finals? We're not going to be favored. I'll still be like, well, are we contenders?
But I'm not even talking about the finals this year. I'm saying, wouldn't you be disappointed if you're not exactly in this same spot next year?
Well, next year, yeah, next year and the next 5 years, maybe, or number of years, the sky could be the limit for this team. This is a building year, and then it turned into more of a building year with these huge injuries we had. So. Thank God we have Brad Stevens.
Wick, thanks for coming by.
Good to see you guys.
We'll let you go. Good to see you. Good luck tonight and all that.
Enjoy the cheesesteaks.
Okay, thanks again.